I just want to touch on a few comments, some of them already mentioned. When we look at verse 10 and 11, we see two classes of people, as was mentioned. In the first, it is they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. So we have all men here. This includes sinners. This includes the position that we once were. But then teaching us, now this is a second class of people. It is the ones who have accepted this grace and have been brought in. And we see the past, we see the present, and we see the future, as was already mentioned. And there's an example of that if we turn in Psalms 25. You see, we have our teacher here. It's the same teacher. There's different classes. There's two different classes, and only two. Let's make that clear. There's the sin, and for God, there is a sinner, the one who is still dead in trespasses and sin, and there is the one who's been redeemed by his grace and now has been brought in, as was mentioned, sons and daughters. And so that same teacher is mentioned in Psalm 25. If we look at verse 8, and it says, good and upright is the Lord. That's a teacher. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. So this is the first class of people. And this is where we all once were, sinners. And it says, this is our past. And that says, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his ways. We heard about humility and humbleness. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such. We have mercy, truth, unto such as keep his commandments and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. You see, this is our present condition now. This is the second class of people that have accepted Christ and the Lord. And you see, in verse 12, this is the description. What man is he that fears the Lord? And the future, as we've been discussing, as we move on and live in our lives, he has a purpose for us. Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. And so we have the past, we have our who we were, we have our present, our condition, and how the Lord is guiding us in his grace through his grace saving us in our present state. And we have the future, how he will continue to guide us in the way that he chooses, here outlined for us. And we realize that he is the same teacher, and another point, but I forget. And how are we to be taught? How are we to be led? The answer is verse 12, as we read. What man is he that fears the Lord? We must first fear the Lord, reverence him. Humble ourselves to him. Be meek, humble. Let him lead us. Allow him to lead. And once he leads, then we are able to do that which is mentioned in Titus and throughout scriptures. So may our prayer be that of verse 4 of chapter 25. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day.